Hello everybody and welcome back to the Finding Your Peak podcast. This is a podcast that is dedicated to helping you live your best life and become the happiest version of you.
Welcome back everyone. We have an exciting episode today. Abby's going to tell us all about her holiday. She just come back from a solo girl boss holiday, except there wasn't really any girl bossing. Like, you weren't working. No. She went on a holiday by herself.
All alone.
And I feel like there's so many women out there that want to do the same thing. I feel like there's so many girls out there that are single and hold themselves back from taking the advantages you have.
Mm.
Like, obviously, even if in your relationship, you can go on a single solo holiday.
Yeah, but you're probably not going to.
Yeah, because you're probably friends from, or your girlfriend's probably like, all right, you don't like me that much then, do you? But, like, you know, I feel like you are like such a great example of like someone who is, not that there's anything wrong with being single at all, but as in like, you know, like people who are single, but then they don't just live it up. Like you're just living it up. Like you're not in your dating era right now. Cause you got rid of all the boys anyway. You canceled them all and told them to piss off. And you stopped texting you. All the ones that were on the roster have been banished. So you really are in your solo single era. And I feel like you're just really pouring into yourself so much. Mm. So you're really like, I feel like you're really like in tune with yourself and like you're really like creative right now. And you're just like, I feel like you're really growing. Like I'm watching you like a sunflower in the pot, like blossoming so beautifully. And, you know, obviously you've gone away by yourself and like that takes balls and loads of people would want to do that. And there's so many people out there that just like want to do things in life, but they're waiting for someone else to do it with them. Even if they're waiting for a friend to do it with them, they're just like putting their life on hold rather than just being brave and being expansive and going out there and just doing it and just living, you know, life is for living. And I feel like you're living life. So we're all here ready to be inspired. I don't know what the hell went on your holiday other than what I saw on Instagram. So I'm none the wiser. Same with all the listeners right now. So.
Yeah, no, I think exactly. I'm sure I saw a thing and it was like, stop. Like, stop waiting for life to change to start living your life that way. And I think, yeah, going on like a little trip to somewhere like Portugal is something maybe you think, oh, I'll do that when I'm with a partner. But then it's like, well, why wait? Like, life is happening right now. And as well, yeah, like you said, I think you have to like really appreciate the times when you are alone and you are single, because I know there'll be days in the future when I'm with someone, when I'm married or something, and I'm gonna look back on my single years and be like, oh my god, like, not I want to be single or anything, but like, oh, those sweet times. And then at least when I look back, I'm gonna be like, I'm so glad I just did what I wanted to do and I didn't wait for anybody else and just lived life.
You maxed out.
Yeah. But yeah, so I booked it like a few months ago, didn't I? Like,
yeah.
Not ages ago, like a few months ago. Because I intuitively really just wanted to go on holiday alone. I knew it would be like a little bit scary. I think the most things I was scared about would be like eating out every night on my own. Actually, I think that was it. There was nothing really else. I don't mind traveling and like playing anything like that on my own. Obviously sunbathing, none of that. I think it was only like maybe being out late on my own, and also would it be awkward to eat on your own? But I thought, I'm just going to go for it. And I thought, if I meet people, I meet people. And if I don't, then that's absolutely fine as well. Like, I'll just surrender to whatever would be. But then, yeah, I did write on Instagram how like I didn't nearly do it, but I did consider it by inviting a friend, because I think it was like maybe a week or two before. And I've been saying to you how I've been feeling pretty alone. Just because I've been spending a lot of time alone and like just with things going on in the family. It just ended up that I had loads of quiet weekends. And I was like, God, life is really quiet at the minute. And then I was like, oh God, I don't put this solo holiday. I was like, it's going to get even more quiet. I was like, is this a bad idea? Am I like just isolating myself? I was like, should I just invite a friend? But then I was like, no, like I would have just so regretted it if I invited a friend. So I didn't, and I went for it. And honest to God, it was just magical from start to finish. Like, I did think in my head, like, oh my God, I want to romanticize my life. I'm going to act like I'm in a movie because I'm going to be the main character. But I genuinely felt, like, I'm not even joking, I felt like the main character the entire holiday. And I think that's the best thing about going on your own, is like, you literally can just do whatever you want, create whatever you want, let the magic unfold. And literally be the main character. Like, when do you actually ever really grant yourself that, like, really selfish energy of, like, I can do what the hell I want right now?
Exactly.
Like, not very often.
No.
Yeah, so my worries about eating out alone were absolutely fine, to be honest. I had lunches alone. And one thing I think as well about just traveling in general alone and going in and, like, taking yourself on dates, you know, we said before, like, take yourself on a date. And I don't think I've really actually done that much in England. Like, I've gone for little lunches, but have you ever, like, fully gone out to a restaurant on your own and sat there in the evening?
No, I think, like, no.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, sometimes maybe if you're, like, working or whatever, it feels different.
Yeah, you're like, but, oh, I just need to grab some food. Or,
yeah, but I think actually, unless you're going to Nando's, I think literally going out for a meal on your own to a full-on restaurant is actually quite intimidating. So that's what I was kind of preparing for. But because I was quite lucky and I did meet people, I went out for meals with them the nights that I went out. But I did have a few lunches on my own. And what I was going to say was that people will look at you when you're on your own, Like, they will probably be curious why you're on... I can't speak. They probably will be curious why you are on your own. But, it doesn't matter. Mm. Like, you've just got to let them be. I did have some people, like, look at me and probably think, like, why should I run? I remember, like, a couple said, like, why are you on your own? Like, they do question it, but it's not, like, they question it in, like, a judgy way. I think they question it more in a way of, like, oh, my God, I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I met various couples that were, like, older, and they were, like, oh, my God, that's so amazing that you're on your own. And they kept saying, like, at your age, you're on your own. I was like, yeah. But I think that's something that you just have to kind of, like, get over the fact that people probably will question why you're on your own. And when I walked into certain restaurants or, like, I went to a bar for a drink, and they're like, just stay for what? And I'm like, yeah. But, like, you just got to not care about that.
Yeah.
People are always going to be curious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're probably thinking, why is this gorgeous young woman by herself?
Yeah, like that woman, the Scouse one that I met, she went, well, yeah, I travelled over here on my own because my husband was already here and people were just asking me why I was on my own on the plane. I thought, what? She said, did you find that on the plane? I was like, no. I was like, that's, like, the least place I would ever wonder why someone's on their own.
Yeah.
But anyway. So, yeah, that's my one tip, is that probably people will be curious why you're on your own, but you just got to not care.
Did you just have, like, a line that you'd reply? I'm in my solo self-love independent queen era. Say no more.
Yeah, basically just that, in other words. And then they'd be like, oh, cool. But what was really nice as well was that, obviously, where I booked to stay, I was very intentional with that. Mm. It was like an Airbnb with different rooms, and they're all single rooms. So it's like more than likely it'd be like travelers or like people on solo holidays. And every single person I met like four friends, they were all on their first solo holidays.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and all for 4 days. Do you not think that's weird?
Mm.
So that just worked out absolutely perfectly. I honestly got a four on like the first, second day and pretty much the whole holiday. I was like, if I had just gone somewhere, and I hope I don't freaking run out if someone's booked a solo holiday to a hotel, but if I had just gone somewhere and booked a hotel, it would have been so different. I really don't think I would have enjoyed it like half as much, because first, like, Airbnb people like who host it can be absolutely amazing, give you advice. And then also meeting people and like mingling and feeling like you're in a little Portuguese apartment.
Mm.
I think if I had just gone to a hotel room, I would have felt really, like, disconnected.
Yeah.
So that would probably be would have been
maybe felt a little bit lonely at moments, like...
Yeah, I would have maybe just been a bit, like... Yeah, I would have really felt like I was, like, going and, like, isolating myself a bit.
Mm.
Rather than, like, chatting to people.
Yeah. So, yeah, top tip to choose your accommodation with maybe socialising in mind.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say definitely that.
Something that's been key for me on my self-development journey has been talking to a therapist and opening up, talking about my past, talking about my childhood, talking about how I feel now, talking about the future, just getting it all out in the open with a therapist, learning about my emotions, how to regulate them, just understanding myself more. I really wouldn't be who I am today without therapy, and I've been quite a few times over the years. I love therapy.
We love therapy.
It's so good. I just love going in there and having like all the attention on me. Like I'm someone who actually enjoys a lot of attention, but as in, I love the guilt-free 1 hour that I have with a therapist where they are just listening to me and they aren't talking about themselves, they're literally talking about me, and like, it's just great.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. There's like nowhere else in the world you could do that apart from when you're just paying someone to help you and listen.
Yeah, and it's also because they are completely subjective. They're not attached to anything in your life. They're not emotionally involved in any of it, so they can give you really sound, grounded advice. And they're not, like, biased. And they're just, you know, it's just great. It's become such a key tool in my self-development toolkit. And I am not in therapy at the minute, but I will definitely take myself back there when I feel like I need it again. And I have the perfect resource for you guys. If you've been thinking about doing therapy and you haven't known where to go to get it, how to find a therapist, you're not sure about how much it's going to cost or how much time it's going to take, I've got the perfect place for you. You need to check out BetterHelp. They are an online therapy company, so it can all fit around your schedule. You don't need to go anywhere, don't need to travel anywhere to go to your appointments, sit in any waiting rooms, feeling awkward. You can do it all from the comfort of your own home, from your phone or your laptop, on their super secure private server. And all you have to do is sign up for an account with them by filling out a really, really quick questionnaire, giving them a little bit of info about yourself. It takes about 2 minutes to fill it out. And within 48 hours of you filling out that page, you will be signed up with your own personal therapist. They will match you with someone who they think is on your vibe, you're going to connect with, because that is so important. You want to make sure that you really connect with your therapist so you can really open up and get the most out of the experience. And even if you get matched with someone that you aren't happy with, you can change therapists as many times as you want for no additional cost. BetterHelp is a lot more affordable than traditional face-to-face therapy, and they're also giving all of you guys 10% off your entire first month of therapy. So if you just head to the link betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet, that's betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet, you will get 10% off your entire first month of online therapy with BetterHelp.
But obviously the highlight of the trip,
yeah,
that genuinely made the entire trip for me,
you fell in love.
No, if we wish we were still saying that. I felt it was way better than that. That's when my mum said that, I was like, mum, this is better than that.
Yeah,
like, I don't want to meet a man
there
right
is
now.
More to life.
Exactly. I was like, no, this is actually way better. Like, I was so buzzing. I was like, nothing could actually top this, like, the way it worked out. And some of you might have seen it on my Instagram, because I did put it on Instagram because I was just so buzzing. And you know what's funny is, like, I had, I'll explain the story in a minute, but I, like, got back and I was so buzzing. So then I, like, wrote that out on Instagram. And then, because I was, like, so excited, it, like, overrode anything that, like, as in, I couldn't understand if this would be exciting to a different person.
Right.
Do you get what I mean? So yeah. I, like, wrote it and I was like, even if this isn't exciting to anyone, even if it doesn't seem like it's like a coincidence and a lie, I was like, it's fine, like, because I do that anyway, like, I just share. But then literally in the morning, so I, like, put it on at night and then no one was awake. And then I woke in the morning, I completely didn't even check my phone for, like, an hour or two. And then I went to the rooftop and I, like, just opened Instagram. And I had like 27 messages of people.
You're famous.
No, I mean, most people wouldn't even bother
no,
to.
Like, yeah.
I thought, oh, maybe like you, Izzy. Like, my friends would be like, oh my God, that's really weird. But there was literally like strangers messaging me like, this is literally, 3 people said this is giving me chills.
Mm.
So I was like, it's so nice that people did understand the magic.
Yeah, definitely.
And really like, really building it up.
So everyone's like, what the fuck is the magic? What are you talking about?
Yeah, so basically, I'm not going to drag out too much, but basically I said to you, didn't I, that I wanted to maybe do a shoot in Portugal,
yeah,
a sunset shoot, and I'd made a little mood board and I was like, I'm kind of on the fence about whether I want to do it. I might find a photographer, but I don't know yet. I might just leave it and not do any work there because it's gonna be considered work a little bit and just relax. And then that was that, and I kind of like just left it for a while until it was just too late to book anything, and I thought, I'm just gonna leave it. If I want some sunset pictures, I can try and take some of my tripod, but I'm not going to do a photo shoot. So I just left it. And then on my first full day, I went to the beach all day on my own. Lovely, lovely day. I had a great time. And then I came back like 6:30 or something. And I literally looked like, not to be mean, I didn't look awful or anything, but I looked like disheveled. I was like so hot.
Yeah.
Been on the beach all day. Mm. I like sand in my hair. It was all knotty. It was like a whole scene, but I probably looked very sunken because I've been on the beach all day. And then I like walked in and there was this guy called Fabi that was staying there, and I hadn't even spoke to him. I hadn't got into conversation with him. All I knew was that it was called Fabi and that's it. And then he just said hi and I just said hi, and then that was that. And then I went into my room and then he come and knocked on my door and I thought, who's knocking on my door? Because I was just going to get in the shower. I had like my whole night planned out, and that's what I love about when like you think something's going to go one way. I was like, so I'm going to like have a shower and then I'm going to go to this restaurant that I was recommending because it looks really nice. And he's like, I know this is really random, but I need to go to the beach right now. I'm a photographer and I need to do this sunset photo shoot and I need a model. He's like, I just wanted to ask you if you wanted to do it. And he was like, you don't need to though, like if it's really random. And I was like, what? I was like, I literally wanted to do a sunset beach photo shoot in Portugal, but I didn't book anything. And he was like, really? And I was like, is someone pranking me? I was like, what? I was like, how can this? I like, what are the possibilities of you knocking on my door, asking me if I want to do a sunset photo shoot, which is the exact thing I wanted to do? I was actually like, this is my idea.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, when something aligns that perfectly, that you're literally like, this is my idea. Because the universe is literally handing you something on a plate and you're like, what the fuck? Like, this was in my head. And he was like, no way was you actually going to do this. And I was like, yeah. But then what was like more perfect about it was the fact that like his style of photography was exactly the style that I like. Because if you think about it, he could have just been like some random really weird photographer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I was worried that if I booked some Portuguese photographer, that it'd be like really shitty, weird little pictures.
Yeah.
You know, like when you book one of those holiday shoots when you're like 12, could you imagine?
Yeah.
So that's why I was kind of like, oh no, actually, I'm just going to leave it. But like the chances of him being there on his solo little trip, he was from Germany, being a photographer, wanting to do a shoot. And then I was like, oh my God, I was actually so freaked out. And he was like, yeah. And then I got out, I was like, I'll show you some of the inspiration pictures that I had on my board. And I literally have like 5 on the board because I didn't spend that money. And he got out his, and he had 3 of the same pictures, the exact same pictures. I was like, that is so fucking weird. Anyway, so he was like, I'm leaving in like 20 minutes if you want to come. And I was like, of course I want to come. So I literally just went, got changed, put the tiniest bit of makeup on, and off we went.
Wait, woo, look at you.
But it was... I keep using the word weird, but it's like it's not the right word. It was just so clear the universe speaking to me.
100%.
Like, clear as day. Because I just kept thinking, like, out of everything he could have asked me, he could have, like, out of everything that his craft could have been, out of everything he could have asked me to join him to do, it was just too weird. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't get my head around it. And then we went and did the shoot, and the shoot was perfect. And I only quickly saw the pictures, but they look really magical, so I can't wait to really see them. And I kept doing the shoot because what I found was so perfect is, like, the setting was so nice. It's like the sun was setting, you're on the beach, the moon was shining down really bright. And I was like, even if I wasn't doing a photo shoot right now, I would be like my happiest place on earth because I'm like on the beach, the sun is setting, it's warm, the moon is shining down. Like that in itself felt super, super powerful. And then literally doing the shoot, I just kept laughing and smiling. I was like, sorry, I must be ruining these pictures because I couldn't stop smiling because I'm literally just like, I find it so fun to shoot anyway. So like doing that, but then all the synchronicities of it and then being on holiday and then wanting to do it anyway and then he really wanted it for his portfolio. Obviously, I'll use it for mine. So it's like, obviously, just like this divine kind of connection. So yeah, I kept laughing. I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm just happy. I'm so sorry for being happy. And then, yeah, the pictures turned out really well. And then we came back. And what was good about him as well is like, he wasn't, I was going to say he wasn't a weirdo. Like, he was just such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Like, we're literally like in the car. We like had music on. We were like laughing, singing, dancing. And then like, it just be silent for a second. You know, like when you meet someone, and I obviously don't mean this in a romantic way because he was like 20 and it obviously just wasn't a vibe whatsoever. But when you meet someone and then like within 10 minutes you could sit in silence, it's not awkward. But whereas you could know someone your entire life and you could sit with them and you'd always feel like the silence is awkward because they're just maybe not your person, someone that's not aligned. Like I know people like that and I always feel like I have to like feel the silence. I'm not saying that's something to do with them. It might be something to do more with me, but something doesn't align. He was the kind of person that after literally 10 minutes, you were so comfortable just sit in silence and just vibe. So it was just really nice that it was like that because I think if he had been like a little bit odd or like if I didn't vibe with him, the magic wouldn't have been the same.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the manifestation story.
It's fucking amazing. when it was going on and you text me and I was like, oh my God.
You're literally like my mom. I was like, as in who, you know, like when you go to tell someone on the straightaway. I was like driving there, and then I was like, I'll text Grace, and I was like, no, I just need to like concentrate, I just need to get them up. I was like, no, I'm gonna text Grace. Then I messaged Grace like on the way there, and I'm like, you'll never guess what. Just like, stop it. And he was like, you're right. I was like, yeah, I'm just messaging my friend, just telling her.
Yeah, it is mad because you had been saying to me, oh, I think I might do this shoot, sunset shoot. You know, we don't have beaches here in the UK. Well, we do, but they're not very nice.
Yeah.
You're definitely not going to go sprawl about in the water and the sunset and the pictures look good.
A platform beach, like, oh.
So, like, we don't really have that kind of setting to any kind of photography like that here. You have to do it abroad. So it was just like, you know, you were, like, toying with the idea and then... Oh, and you'd messaged, you'd asked your Airbnb host, like you had put the feelings out there and you just thought, no, actually, I'm not going to do it.
That's why I thought it was some kind of prank.
Yeah.
And then I told her the next day and she was like, no, I had no idea.
Yeah, it's just the universe in action, isn't it? Because I feel like, you know, the modelling thing is something that, again, came from the universe for you to do.
Oh, yeah, it did.
It did, like, it was told to you by a psychic.
It was.
And it was like, when they first said it to you, it was a bit like, me? Really? Like, it was a bit like, but then you've kind of gone on a journey with it, and it's been like a whole thing, and now, and like, you love doing it, you have so much fun doing it, and you're really good at it. I'd literally be so shit. Aww. If someone, like, asked me to take pictures of the sunset, I'd be like, I'm not sure if you want to do that. I feel like I'll just be really awkward.
That's not funny, actually, because he must have just had some kind of deep trust, because he didn't say to me once, have you modelled before?
Yeah.
Do you like modelling or anything?
It's pure the universe in action. I think he will have literally been struck by lightning by the universe while he was chilling in the kitchen or wherever he was. Like, had such a download. And then, like, I don't know if he's spiritual or what, whether he is or not. I don't know. And even if he's not, like, he won't have even realised. Like, he's just gone and acted on it. Like, and it's just pure divine timing, alignment, like, manifesting everything, frequencies matching. Because you have been elevating to that frequency, building it up for a while, because like from that moment when that psychic told you, do you know that you should do modeling, like, and it was so random and you were like and then it's been a whole journey for you, because it's all been about curve modeling, it's been about self-love, like, it's been about working with brands that support that message. It's not been about like, oh, you know, like old school modeling vibes, it's like all the new age of what it's like now, and like, you know, the showing like more variety of women's bodies, and not the little, you know, like not the tip stereotypical like model look, not that you don't like a model, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's that like the curve self-lovey vibes, and you've been, you know, I've watched you've been like putting yourself out there, like you've been like saying to people, I'll do it, like you've been like putting your balls on the table, mate. You've been like doing things that are scary, and then even if that doesn't come to fruition, you don't let it deter you, just keep going, you keep going, like, and it's also, you're not got some sort of desperate energy around it either, you're not like I need to make this happen, I need this, da-da-da. You're just like doing it because you're having fun at the same time, like, you know, and it's just a good vibration. So I can see why the universe made that happen, because you obviously need to have those in your portfolio, and you underestimate the importance of it, so it arranged it for you.
Yeah, I think the universe is like, no, you definitely need this. So yeah. We're going to figure it out for you.
But also, like, what, like, how amazing to have those pictures now as memories for the rest of your life. Like, oh yeah, these pictures of me on the beach in Portugal doing a sunset shoot with a man I met 20 minutes ago who's a photographer, and like, I was actually on holiday by myself because I was in my self-love era, and like, you know what I mean? It's just a whole,
like,
vibe.
Such an adventure.
It's a big vibe.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think that's why I was so buzzing it, and like driving home, I literally felt like on top of the world, like someone had gave me like some kind of, I don't know, because, not just because it's like, oh, you're doing a shoot on the beach, great, here. Because of what it means to me.
Yeah,
journey it took me to get there.
Exactly, yeah.
And, like, literally growing up and, like, hating my body.
Mm.
Like, literally all the time hating my body, to then being on this beach, literally in any position, didn't give a shit. And he was like, oh, I'll send you these if, like, any of you want to do what? And he was like, because they're for his portfolio. And I was like, no, I was like, I don't mind at all. Like, I was literally, like, bent over. Like, I do not care. Like, I was like, they'll be absolutely fine. Like, this is art to me. But, like, years ago, that would have never, ever been me. So I think that's what felt so, so special.
Yeah. And that's where I feel it was real encouragement from the universe. You know, like when you're, you know, like they say, like, oh, fortune favors the brave, that like saying that people say, and like just how, you know, we're all impatient and we all want things now. And like you want, you know, someone says, psychic says to you, you can be a model, then you want to be a model next within a week and like be signed and it'd be like a thing.
That's so true.
But there's a whole journey that we have to go on to like, you know, be who we are and whatever. And things take time, and that time is important time, and it's all part of it, and it has to be that way. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, it was like, it was a really nice sign, I think, from the universe, just being like, I'll keep going, like real encouragement. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because you have been really, like I said, putting your balls on the table and like stepping outside your comfort zone and not like overthinking it and not like being a talker rather than a doer. You're just doing it, and you're just like not even really telling that many people about it. Like, you're just like doing it, you know?
Yeah, totally. It's so true as well. What you just said about like, you can't, like, I think you get these downloads or somebody else gives you downloads and then you're like, okay, cool, go do it now. Like, literally, what I was like, oh my God, this person told me I'm going to be a model. I think I started sending off to agencies the next day, but they probably thought in their head, like, this is going to be a massive unfolding, do you know what I mean? But I think when you're in that moment, you can't see all the unfolding that needs to take place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I could never have gone and been a model a month after that, because everything I've learned and everything who I've become, I wasn't then.
Yeah.
And that's the same with anything in life.
Yeah, exactly. And what you're saying about how much, what it means, what, it's not just the shoot happening today, it's like what it means to you. Like, you know, it is mad, because I've seen you 10 years ago, 17-year-old. No, sorry, you're not 27 yet. I won't age you. But like, yeah, like 10 years ago, when you were that insecure girl that didn't like a body and wanted to change things and didn't feel comfortable in the skin, and never would have ever thought that they would, if like you told her then, oh yeah, like you're just gonna with 20 minutes notice be like sprawling about in the sand like with some man that you don't know taking fucking pictures of you in your bikini, you literally would have just said, you change it, there's no way. I wouldn't be able to do that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's why it was so special, and I'm really glad that people did, like, you guys may resonate with it now, and I'm glad the few people that saw the story did resonate, because I just like so much felt that it was like a message for everyone. Like, how clear the meaning it was. And it also just made me think, like, if you can manifest something like that and it just be so perfect to the point, and I'm sure everyone's had those moments of little manifestations where you're like, oh my God, that's so weird, like, how can that even be? It just makes you think you can really like draw in anything you want. Like, I don't have any doubt in the world. Like, that's definitely been my favorite manifestation story of my own so far, and now I really don't have any doubt in the world that I can draw in what I want, because it's like, allow the universe to literally just surprise you so much to the point that you stand there and say, is this a prank? Literally, like, all my manifestations, I think I stand there and say, is this a prank? I'm like, what? It's like, this was in my head and now it's in my hands and it wasn't even me, and it's weird. But like, that can happen. And as well, like, you see people all over Instagram talking about that and you think, did it really happen? But like, yeah, it probably did, because these things happen all the time. But like, you just have to believe, and yeah, definitely put yourself out there and just believe you can have it, because if not, you are going to turn them away.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like the lead up to that moment as well, so much of I think the theme of it and like the step that was like you being the other co-creator of that was like this bravery element, because it's brave to go on holiday by yourself. It's brave to say yes to the man knocking your door asking to take pictures of you. Like, it's brave to even consider doing it and booking the shoot yourself. Like, to even kind of entertain the thought and possibility and maybe do it. And, you know, and that's that thing. Like, the universe will only also work if you work. So you have to, you know, sort of be putting yourself, you have to be open to it and like taking that aligned action and believing
exactly
in yourself.
Exactly. So you guys can carry this story in your hearts whenever you think. And it's always really nice to share. So thanks for asking me to share it. so deeply. Do you know what I think? Because I think when it's nice when you're sharing stories with a friend or something, if you're not on the podcast, you can get all like wafted up and da da da. But it's, I think podcasts are so healing because you can actually just sit here and be like, cool, I'm going to tell my story.
Everyone listen to me, bitch.
Yeah, everyone listen to me and my soul. Like, this is like when someone asks you how your holiday is, but it's like, no, you've got a whole podcast to tell us. No, but I mean, just in general, I think sometimes like someone might go to share a story or just share something special to them, but it's like you don't really get the opportunity to get across the full point.
Mm.
Whereas also on this podcast, we do give ourselves that.
Mm.
Which is nice for life and just what people should do with their friends.
Yeah, definitely.
One other thing that might seem really random, but it's definitely come from this trip and I'm going to do it and this is going to hold me accountable for sure, is that I'm going to learn another language.
You are?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I love how you sound so shocked.
I just didn't think that that's what you were going to say.
Yeah, I did think you'd be shocked, actually. Because I was waiting to tell you. I was like, I was going to tell you yesterday. I was like, no, I'm going to save it for the pod because it really has come from the holiday. Yeah, so basically everyone I met was obviously from somewhere else. I met a girl from the Netherlands, was so sweet. I think I'm actually going to like meet up with her somewhere else. I met a Chinese girl, German, from Switzerland, da, da, da. All of them spoke multiple languages and they just wafted in and out of each language. And I just thought it was the coolest thing in the world. And I've always been fascinated with languages. And I've always thought how I just feel like whenever I travel and meet other people, even when you're in Turkey and they speak fluent English, da, 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 I always just think, I feel so lazy. I just feel like English people, obviously, we're very blessed that we're born in this country and so many people speak English. So you just don't learn other languages.
No.
But it's actually fascinating. And I think it's just so impressive. Everyone I met as well, the German guy, Fabi, and the girl from Netherlands, all they kept saying the whole time was, oh, my English is so bad. Their English was so good. I swear it was almost better than mine. I was like, you're speaking better than me. What are you talking about? But yeah, and like when I used to learn Turkish, like I actually did learn a fair bit because I used to go there. I think I went there 12 years in a row, which is a long bloody time. There's like no other feeling than learning a language. It makes you feel really proud. So I think I'm going to learn Spanish. Did I say that a minute ago?
No, you didn't specify.
Yeah, I think I'm going to learn Spanish because I just feel like that's very, quite a universal language as well.
Espanol.
Yeah, and obviously we do actually translate some Spanish.
Oh, we bloody do. That's, so I'll leave it all to you then.
So we won't need the translator anymore. No, but yeah, exactly. So it was between Italian and Spanish, I think.
Mm.
So yeah, I'm going to hold myself accountable and I'm going to actually do it. And we'll see where I am in 6 months. And then maybe, yeah, next year I could go on a little solo trip to Spain and I'll be speaking some Spanish.
So how are you going to learn? What are you going to do? Like,
I think I'm going to mainly just use Duolingo.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know people that have used that and literally are fluent in the language just from using Duolingo. Start with that and see how I get on. But it's cool because they give you a little streak. So I think if I, because you can literally do like 5 minutes a day. So there's like no excuse for not doing 5 minutes a day. So I can just do it. And then they give you the streak and then I'll just try not to lose my streak. Have you not seen it where like I've seen pictures of people like memes and stuff and it's like the people are on nights out and it's like 2 minutes to 12 and they'll be like in the club on Duolingo because they don't want to lose the streak.
Oh.
So that'll be me. When you forget to do it. But yeah, so sorry, I'm going to learn Spanish because I think it's just fascinating to learn a different language. And then also what I think about it is it really, like, you have to put your ego aside because then when you, like, you know, like, finding your voice is one thing in your own language, but then, like, actually not knowing how to communicate or feeling stupid because you can't speak properly, I think that takes a level of having to put your ego aside.
Yeah.
To learn, which is something English people rarely ever do.
Yeah.
Because we don't learn languages unless, like, you're, like, a French teacher or something. Mm. Some people listening might be like, actually, I know other languages. Mm. Or unless you grew up maybe in a household or...
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Anyway, yeah. So, learn the language. And then just what took away from it is to, yeah, 100% just go for it. Allow yourself to fully, fully believe that the magic is there. And not... like hold yourself back for anything because you're on your own. Like when I was there, I was like, oh, should I go on this hike? Oh. And then I was like, no, I'm not going to not do anything because I'm on my own. Like I'm just going to pretend that everything is the same as if I was with someone. Because it's just that the whole thing for being single, like you don't want to miss out on anything in life because you're not with someone.
Mm.
Like you can enjoy it just as much, like yeah. Going to the cinema, going on dates, things like that. So yeah, just go for it.
I love this so much.
Maybe everyone's going to start booking solo trips. You know, the amount of people that messaged me as well, actually, when I put on that first story saying, oh, I'm going on a solo trip, so many people said, I really want to do this. will you let me know how it is? Or yeah. like some people said, I've booked some things. Like, let me know any tips.
Bloody love it.
Yeah, so maybe we're starting a revolution.
Well, thank you for sharing. I'm feeling inspired and I'm sure loads of other people are and they're all booking their holidays right now.
You're welcome. Yes, yeah, so I hope you enjoyed the magical little stories from my trip. I hope you felt the magic and the energy. And yeah, basically, I 100% recommend a little solo trip. Or it doesn't need to be a solo trip. It can be a solo date.
Could be
a night away.
Why don't people just start, like, challenge themselves? You know, maybe build it up, start slow. Yeah, why not just take yourself out for a coffee on your own? Maybe you've never done that.
Yeah.
Or go to the cinema or, like, you know, challenge yourself to do one little solo thing. I think even if you're in a relationship.
Yeah, I think, even more so if you're in a relationship. Like, there's nothing wrong with going and doing things alone.
Mm.
Especially, like, the movies. There might be films that they don't want to see, like, go do it on your own.
Like Barbie.
Yeah.
Just go watch that with your girls. Oh, no, not with your girls. On your own. On your own only. Thank you for listening, everyone. We appreciate you all being here. If you enjoyed the episode, you enjoyed the show, make sure you leave us a little rating on Spotify and a review on Apple Podcasts if you're listening on there. It really helps the show grow. Make sure you follow or subscribe as well so you always get notified when we put out new episodes. We release them every Wednesday, but next week we will be off for 1 week because I'm going on holiday. But I'm not going on a solo holiday, so I probably won't have any inspiring girl boss stories, but...
No, I'm sure you will. You're going to have your own stories.
Yeah, I'll come back and tell you all about some crazy thing I manifested.
Or you're just going to, like, relax so much and get those downloads. And
of
like,
oh amazing my God, episode ideas!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I will see you in 2 weeks' time. But keep up with us on social media at Find Your Feet Podcast on Instagram and TikTok so you always know what is going on in the world of Find Your Feet, when the new episodes are out, what's going on behind the scenes of the pod. And we're also obviously doing the meetup and we're releasing all the info about that on the Instagram. So if you are interested in the meetup, register your interest in the link below through our mailing list and you will be sent all the details you need to know of the venue and all of that stuff. But it's on the 14th of October in Manchester. We'd love to see some of you guys there. Come alone. Come alone. But all come with your friends if you've got friends. But also come by yourself because this whole thing is like about making friends and meeting people as well. Like, it's just going to be big vibes and everyone there is going to be on the same vibration. We're on the same frequency. Everyone's just going to like... You know what I mean? It's so like-minded. Everyone's just going to be best friends.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be such fresh energy. I think we should actually, like, just think ahead, but we can make, like, a new group chat and stuff.
Yeah.
Because we have a chat, but we can, like, revive it. And exactly, so, like, if you come on your own, don't worry. Because, like, we can make a chat before, we can make it after. And, like, it's just going to be a little community. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, it's going to be the best. So keep your eyes peeled for that on Instagram and TikTok at Finding Feet Podcast. Thank you for listening. Love you so much. See you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.